So two good things will result from this ministry of giving. Come on, the needs of the people, the needs of the believers in Jerusalem, the needs will be met, and they will give a joyfully express their thanks to God. So you mean to tell me, if I listen to my heart, which one is it? Galatians. No. It's this. Go back to verse six. This one right here. Go back to verse six. Let's go seven. You mean to tell me if I decide in my heart how much to give, and I don't give reluctantly, but I give obediently, that I will create the credit in which men have to give back to me? People, this is simple. This is easy stuff. So, verse just told us, but how do we know how much to give? We done heard that we need to give. So what's to the giving? Go to six. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously receives a generous crop. So how do you decide how much to give? You first decide how much you want. Give me verse 7 again. Okay. You got to decide in your heart. I got to get there. So, okay, yeah. Let's do, I think I'm forgetting something in. Yeah, I am forgetting something. Let's do Mark 4. Let's see, 4:8. Yeah, Mark 4:8. Okay, we decided how much to give. Who do we give it to? Let's see, Mark 4:8. So who do we give it to? Verse 8 says, 8. And some seed and other seeds fell on good ground, and they did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth 30, 60, 100. So who do I give it to? Good ground. All right, so who is good ground? Go to verse 20. Who is good ground? Still got to figure out what to do with this seed now. Y'all, we understand that money is seed in the spirit realm. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it. Come on. And bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100. So who's bringing forth good fruit? So that's good ground. So how do you know good ground? How do you know if you see it's good ground? Galatians 5 talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Where do you see the fruits of the Spirit manifested? Who do you see is giving forth fruits of the Spirit? Love, kindness. Come on, y'all. Y'all know the verses. That's good ground. The organization, the person, the people, the group, the wherever God leads you, the one who is producing the fruits of the Spirit is good ground. This is simple stuff, people. Yeah, I gotta do one more. Come on, let's go back to Philippians 4:18. God has a bunch of ways to get it to us. We're covering a simple one right here. This is basic stuff. Man, how easy is giving, it shall be given. How easy is believing, using your faith. Now, y'all got to understand, when you sow a seed, you ain't finished. You got to harvest it, too. The main part of harvesting, and I'm just as simple as I understood it after I began to learn, the simplest way I could put it in to make me understand to harvest from God is to obey his instructions. Whether it is in the word or you heard him speak to your spirit, you obey his instructions will bring the harvest to your hands. It says, I have received full payment. That just sounds too good to me. And I have more than enough. Man, that sounds good to me. I am amply supplied. Oh, man. So how did Paul get full payment, amply supplied? He received from the gifts from Epaphroditus. That's right, ain't it? So Epaphroditus brought it to him. Man, that sounds familiar. Didn't we just read, shall men give into your bosom? Somebody say, thank God for my Epaphroditus. Somebody out there has a delivery truck with Epaphroditus stamped on his head bringing you what you gotta have. If you put your faith on it. We go to God. God, I need. And we even here now, we thanking God, well, we really want us an Epaphroditus. I need men Epaphroditus. But when was the last time you were Epaphroditus for somebody? Come on now, y'all. You got to be able to be Epaphroditus. So now we established we want to give. We have heard the word. We understand how to give. We're going to give. Where do we get the seed from? Let's go back to 2 Corinthians. Go to 11. Now 10. I'm sorry. Go back to 10. 2 Corinthians 10. I done quit using my stuff, so I'm depending on you girls. Y'all get to do for me this time. Oh, we out. All right, let me get it here. We up. No. I got it up. Verse 10. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer.